The Rambam begins as follows. Mitzvah Saseh Litin Tzedakah L'Aniyei Yisrael. It is a positive commandment to give tzedakah to the poor amongst the Jewish people. And the Mipnei Daki Shalom you also Mefarnes Aniyei Akamim Aniyei Yisrael, which we'll explain later on. Kefi Mashurai L'Ani, as much as the Ani needs. Like we see different times, it could be that if someone was used to having wealth, it will be explained. And then he became poor, you have to give him according to his status that he had. Im Haisa Yad HaNais in Masagis, if the person who gives could afford, so then you should give according to the Ani's, what he needs. Shanama for it says in the Chumash, Paseach Tiftach Esedach Alei, it says in Devarim 15:8, you shall surely open your hand to him. The Nama, and it says another pasuk, Ve'exacto bei Ger V'teisha V'chayimoch in Vayikra 25, in Psukim 35, it says, and you shall uphold him as a stranger, a settler, shall he live with you, that you... And then the next pasuk in Vayikra, pasuk 36, says, V'chei achichi imoch, your brother, that he may live with you. Halacha beizachol ha'rei ani mevakish v'helem einav mimenev leinasnei tzedakah. Whoever sees a poor man begging for tzedakah and turns his eyes away and does not give him, he has transgressed a negative commandment. Shenema for the Chumash says in Devarim 15:7, leisa'amit tzaslovavcha v'leisikbet siyotcha me'achicha avin. You shall not hide in your heart nor shut your hand from your needy brother. According to what the ani lacks, you have to give him. If the ani does not have clothing, you have to give him clothing to cover himself. If he does not have any utensils in the house, they should be bought for him. If he does not have a wife, you should help him to get married. And the Gemara says in Ksubist of Samach Zainamid Beza, Sheikhasale Zu Isha. What is lacking to him, this is a woman. And it says, Achenu Ema Esale Ezer Kenegda. I will make him a Ezer for him, which is, goes on a wife. Vimhaisa Isha Masin Esale Isha. And if we were dealing with a woman, so she should be given in marriage to a man. Afila Yedaka Shalza Ani Lirkaval Asus. Even if it was the way of this poor person to previously drive on horses, by Avid Rats Lefanov, and to have slaves run in front of him, Vahani Viyard Minachasov, and he became poor and he lost his possessions, Kainim Le Sus Lirkavalov, so you buy him a horse to ride on, Vahavid Lorats Lefanov, and a slave to run in front of him, Shanama, for the Chumash says, Dei Mechse Ashayach Salei. It says in Devarim, in that parsha, that you should give him sufficient for his need and which he wants. And he finishes this halacha by saying, you're obligated to fill his desires. However, you are not obligated to restore his wealth to him. Yasum Shabal Asiya Ish. If you have a case of an orphan who has to get married, so secondly, bias, you rent for him a house, mitzin le'mita, and you spread for him a bed, chokli tashmishei, and all other utensils that he'll need, v'achakach mitzin le'isha, and then you marry him off. Hey, ba eni v'shol de mechsei. If a poor man comes and asks enough to satisfy his needs, v'ein yad anesim aseges, however the person is giving cannot afford so much, nesim le'kefi aseges yadi. So you give, the latter person gives according to that how much he can afford. And the Gemara says, in Bab Mitzia, Nasin Titan, the Pasuk says you shall surely give. I only know to give a big matana. How do you know a small matana if you can't afford a big one? So it says, Nasin Titan, give anyways. Okay. Kama, and now the Rambam says, how much is that? Ad Chamishas Nechasav, Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. So the Rambam answers that if you're doing it the mitzvah min amuvchar in the most choice way of doing a mitzvah, you should give up to 1/5 of your possessions. And we had explained in Hilchos Erchin over there, the Rambam says that the Meiser you give a maisa, and up to a fifth is a miftza min amufcha. However, somebody who gives one tenth of his possession is the middle person. Pachas mikan ayin ra. Less than that is a person who has an evil eye. Ula elam la yimna atzmei meishlishus hashekel b'shana. Now the Rambam says that at all times one should not permit himself to give less than one third of a shekel per year. The cholaneisim pachas mizel lekayim mitzvah. Whoever gives less than that amount has not fulfilled the mitzvah tzedakah. Even a poor man who has to come on to tzedakah to support himself, he also has a mitzvah tzedakah to give to another poor person. If a poor man comes to you and you do not recognize him, he says, I am hungry, feed me. You don't have to go and examine, check out Shema Ramihu. Maybe he is a cheat, he's a tricker, an imposter. Rather, you give him to eat right away. If he was naked and he says, clothe me, then you do examine to see if there's any fraud here. However, if you recognize him, then immediately you give him clothing to cover himself according to his dignity, and you do not have to check after him. In the Gemara, in Psachim, you have over there different machlekes regarding this, and regarding when he comes for food, it says you give him right away because he has the pain of hunger, and the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, praise the Rav Rachmacha, you should spread out to the hungry your food. Which the Gemara explains to me, praise miyad, you should immediately give it to him. And regarding clothing, it says, kisira armu ksuse. When you'll see a person naked, then you shall clothe him. Now, of course, if he comes naked, you see him. So the Gemara explains, kishayir lecha. When you'll recognize that he is really naked, that he is not a cheat, then you should give him. Halacha, next halacha. Zayin. You have to feed and clothe the poor amongst the non-Jews together with the poor Jews. Because of Darki Shalom. And a poor man who goes from door to door, so one is not obligated to give him a large gift, rather you can give him a small gift. However, you are not allowed to turn down ani empty-handed completely. You have to at least give him like one dry fig, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim 74:21. Do not let the oppressed turn back in confusion. Like something at least you have to give him. It seems from the Rambam that he holds even by if he comes to your doorpost, you have to at least give him something. According to the way Taisus explains the sugi in Baba Basa, it could be referring only to the Gabi Tzedakah. Halacha Ches. Ein peichs in la'aniya eva mimakum mimakum mikika echad anim kerbipudin. Now the halacha is concerning an ani who's traveling from one place to another. So then you have to give him, you cannot give him anything less than one loaf of bread that sells for a pundin, when the price of wheat is one seller per four saw. Kishay yachit na'abasayim b'seller. Kvar bi'arnu kol amidus. And we have previously explained in the Hilchos Erevin all these measurements. Exactly what's a pundin, a saw, a seller. Vimlan, and if he is lodging over for the night sleeping, nesen lay matzo lishan alav v'keses litin tachas m'yashesev. You have to at least give him a mattress to sleep on and a pillow to put under his head. The shemen v'kitnis, as well as oil and pulse for him to have something at least to eat. Vim shavas, and if he stays over the Shabbos, nesli mizain shleish sudas, then you have to give him for Shabbos enough food which will provide him with three meals. The shemen v'kitnis v'dogim v'yarv, and then it's not enough just to give him oil and pulse. You also have to give him fish and vegetables. Vim hayim akir nesi, if he is known. Then Nason they say the fik fredi, then you have to give him according to his covet. Regarding Shabbos, the Rambam said that you have to give him three meals. However, regarding other days, it would seem that you could give him two meals. And that is actually how the Rambam had explained it in the previous chapter, in Perek Vav, Alocha Ches, regarding when you're giving him from different types of fruits and vegetables, how much you have to give him. It came out that it had to be two meals. However, because of Kavod Shabbos, you have to give him another meal, which is for Shabbos. And also fish and vegetables. Test. Ani she'eni reitzu likach tzedakah, if a poor man does not want to accept tzedakah, ma'arim in elov, so then you should trick him, get around it, and you should get him to accept it as a gift, or as a loan. If you have a rich man who is very stingy and he starves himself with his money and he does not spend it on food and drink, so then you don't have to pay any attention, you don't have to have any rachmanis on him. If you have a person who refuses to give tzedakah, eshiyitim mat mimah shereila, or he wants to give less than what is fitting for him, so then you have halacha as follows. Beis din kefnes imaknes imakas mardis. Beis din can force him to give more tzedakah. They can even give him disobedience flogging at sheyitin mashamdu litin, until he will give as much as he was estimated to give. Yodin chasav ben fun of, and you can even go down, Bezin goes down to his property and seizes it in his presence, and they take from his property what is fit for him to give. And the Rambam finishes this halacha that you can even pawn things in order to give tzedakah, even on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam says a lesson that you can go down to his nechassim in front of him. However, Shalei b'fun of the Gemara says you cannot go and take his nechassim in ksuv istaf memches. Only legabi case if a person went to Medina Siyam and he did not leave for his wife. So then it says over there that bezin yodin nechassim uzonim u'mefinesin asishtin. They go down to his property and take and support his wife, but not for a different thing. And the Gemara explains what's a davacher. In this case, it means tzedakah. Adam shur. If you have a certain person who's giving tzedakah way more than he can afford, or he even starves himself, and he gives his money to the gabbai tzedakah in order that he should not be put to shame, also the savior of ligvus mimen tzedakah, you're not allowed to go ask for him tzedakah. And a gabbai tzedakah who humiliates him and comes and asks for him tzedakah, also the parim mimenu, he'll have to give an accounting. Shanema upakati al kol lechtzav. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu 30:20, I, referring to Hashem, will punish all that oppress them. In fact, the Gemara in Tainus brings down a story on Alazi Ish Birta, who used to give all his money to tzedakah, and the gabayim gabit tzedakah used to run away from him that he shouldn't find him to give tzedakah. Ein peskin tzedakah al yisaimim vafilu pidin shvuyim. You cannot assess tzedakah on yisaimim, even if it's regarding a case of ransom of captives, which is the highest sort of tzedakah. Although they have a lot of money. And however, if the judges decide to assess for them tzedakah in order to acquire for them a good name, then it is permitted. If you have the collectors of tzedakah, so they can accept contributions from women and from slaves or from children, providing it is a small amount and not a large amount. Because if it will be a large amount, then it's presumed that it was stolen or extorted from another person. The kamu mu'chalahem, what is considered a small amount? It all depends on the wealth and poverty of their husbands or their masters. Yud gimel anishu kreve. If you have a poor person who is your relative, kedem lachol adam, so he has priority in when you come to give tzedakah over other people. Ani basic kedem ani ira. If you have poor people of your family, they come their priority over poor people of the city. The poor people of your city come before poor people of another city. To your brothers, to the poor ones, to the despondent, to those who are even poorer in your land. And the Sifri says on the pasuk that it says, Me'achad Achecha teaches you that your brother from your father comes before your brother from your mother. Bechad Sharecha teaches you that the dwellers of your city come before dwellers of other cities. Mishalach B'Scheru Paschal of Anshe Ya'ir Shehalach Sham Tzedakah. If a person went on business to another city, and the inhabitants of that city assessed him that he should give tzedakah, so he has to give tzedakah to the poor of that city. That being he, the city had already assessed him to give tzedakah, and he is a single person, so then he becomes a bottle null regarding all the people of the city, and he can't ask it back to take it to the people of his city. However, if it was many people who went to the other city on business, and they were assessed for tzedakah nesn, they give it. However, kishabayin mevine seimam umefinasim bay bnei igam. So when they return home, they have to take with them the money they were assessed for tzedakah and contributed to the poor of their city. Vim yesham chaver ir yitnu lechaver ir v'hu mechalka kamei sheyirle. And now the Rambam says that if there was a scholar in charge of the tzedakah in the city, they should give it to him, and he should distribute it as he sees fit. If a person says, give 200 dinar to this shul, or give a sefer Torah to this shul, so yitnu le basic neses shuragule, to which shul should it be given? It should be given to the shul which he regularly attends. If he used to attend two shuls, it should be given to both of them, half of this and half of this. And they're guiding a sefer Torah. The Radvaz says that each shul should read it like a few weeks here, a few weeks there. If a person says, give 200 dinar for the poor, then they should be given to the poor of that city. And the Mefarshim explained, being over here, he just said aniyim stam without specifying what kind of ani. So you don't say that he intended to give it to his aniyim who were craving, but rather it goes to the aniyim of that city.